got to get to some game balls and no balls. Mike, who do you want to give a game ball to on this Falcon football team?
AJ Terrell. I thought that was the best game. He's best game I've ever seen him play as a Falcon. How about that?
I'm with you.
Game ball.
Game balls.
Let's give one to Jesse Bates. Jesse does Jesse things every single game. He punches out two balls, recovers one, gets a pick. Mike, his impact on the game and on the defense, there's no measure for what he brings to this defense. Game ball for Jesse Bates.
Game balls.
Let's give one to our quarterback. We talking about my quarterback. That is, of course, is Kirk Cousins. Throws for 276, four touchdowns. He was brilliant all day and ran with the ball as well, which nobody expected. Let's give him a game ball.
Game balls.
All right, now how do we decide who gets a game ball, or is it a game ball and a no balls for Kyle Pitts because he had two touchdowns, but he almost left one on the 2 yard line?
How are you feeling about this? You want to give him a game ball and a no ball?
I mean, I'm not going to give him. I mean, he's got three touchdowns on the year.
Yes.
So we're on pace for six or more. I think we're getting now. They're 2-1 game. It's just, and he owned it. I did not see it. I heard about it from some of our audience that he did talk about in the post game and saying he's got to make better decisions. But he's becoming a bigger factor now in the game. But it's still without. Thank God they didn't have a pylon cam, because without it, the refs had nothing to do with go with the score. They was ruled a touchdown on the field. There was nothing to overturn it.
Thank goodness.
I'll give him a game ball. Let's be positive. Let's be glass half full.
I agree.
Game ball.
Game balls.
Look, we asked him to show up. He's showing up. We asked Zach Robinson to get him to rock a little bit more. They are. Kirk Cousins, whether he's seeing him or that's design stuff, nobody ever wants to say he's impacting the game. I can live with it, and Kyle Pitts is showing up. All right, let's hand out. I didn't think I'd be doing this. A game ball to Jameis Winston.
Hey, you going to eat them W's?
Guys, if you didn't see this game, the Ravens are up. Cleveland has the ball. Jameis throws what should have been a pick, and the safety drops it. Mm-hmm. The next play, this is what happened, and the Browns win.
Game balls.
104 to go, 2nd and 15. Chubb stays in the backfield. Jameis to throw. Jameis says, I'm Jameis going deep. Has Tillman. End zone.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, those poor fans. I know they got hell for booing and cheering when Deshaun Watson went out with the injury, which wasn't cool. But, man, they've been through the meat grinder, and that's a hell of a win for the Browns, man. And, look, you did it with Flacco. They still got some pieces. That'd be something. 2-6 on the season. If you want, we'll do a no-balls, Oren. Let's do a no-balls to Todd Monken. You got to get the ball in the hands of the playmakers. And Derrick Henry, for those who don't know, he only touched the ball. He only had 11, Carl, rushing attempts for 73 yards. He broke one for 39.
It's not enough.
Why does Monken forget about the run game?
It's not enough.
No balls.
One of the funniest things I heard all day was after this Browns game. This was Jameis Winston in the post game.
Those guys were triggering. You know, they got the safeties all down.
Well, that's Lamar. Let me hear Jameis first talking about you only get one shot.
There's a white boy from Detroit that I really admire named Eminem. He said, you only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity lasts once in a lifetime. And I know I got a quote, you know, Eminem, he's from Detroit, he's right up the road. But, man, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that the Lord provided me with this opportunity. I'm grateful for my teammates, my coaches, and these amazing fans.
Right on. This is white boy up in Detroit.
Come on, Jameis.
I mean, maybe you've heard of him. He's called Eminem.
Eminem's like one of the most famous rappers and personalities ever. And this guy's talking about
he's a grown-ass man.
There's a white boy up the street. There's a white boy up the street. I got to quote the white. Really? Come on, Jameis.
I mean, Jameis, I don't know what makes me laugh more, but those memes of him when he's practicing back in the day with the Saints. Over in his backyard where he's making it work. Well, you know, good for him, though. And, hey, you know what? I will say this. Everywhere he's gone,
yeah,
they love playing. Guys love playing with this dude.
Well, I think there's something genuine about him. Look, I'm still upset about what happened last year, but it doesn't matter because we're 4-0 in the division.
Right on.
But when he was with the Saints. But Lamar Jackson, Mike, to your point, here's the deal. He had a chance to win the game yesterday. I got to give Lamar no balls, man. He was talking about how the Browns' defense was confusing and all of this. What? Come on, Lamar. No balls.
No balls.
Those guys were triggering. You know, they got the safeties all down. Linebackers, they were switching it up. They were doing a great job at switching it up. But the read was still the same. They did a good job, though.
I think we can give a collective no balls to say it with me. J-E-T-S.
Jets, Jets, Jets.
No balls.
Oh, man.
the media in New York is in a frenzy right now over this one.
Well, they should be. And Big O, while we're at it, can I hear Aaron Rodgers? He's back to the darkness, Mike. He's talking about dark places. And
well, I got to be Jeff Ulbrich literally looked like he was in a mental breakdown. Former linebackers coach here with the Falcons. He talked about being in the darkness. He was literally shaking at the podium.
Everybody thought this was a gimme. They lose to the Patriots if you're not following our drift. Aaron Rodgers after the game.
Yeah, I've been in the darkness. You got to go in there. Make peace with it. Offensively, our goal has just got to be score 30. Doesn't matter what the other two sides are doing. You know, we have trust in our defense and teams. But if we're not scoring 30, we're underachieving. This offense can do that every single week.
Carl, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, what's up?
What did you say to me at the beginning of the season?
About the Jets?
Yeah.
I don't know. What did I say?
Yeah. You told me to be confident in them and not be negative, Carl. And I told you.
Oh, well.
I told you.
Yeah, I was trying to make you feel better.
Same old Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been in the darkness.
Yeah.
Mike,
you got to
go
in there.
Who is this, Bane? Who is this?
I was born in it, molded by it. I embraced the darkness and the how do you pronounce that? Ayahuasca? Maybe you need to realize, I wondered what would break first, my body or my mind.
Yeah, I've been in the darkness. You got to go in there.
It's both. I can't play quarterback. Actually, he did have two touchdowns yesterday, but the team is just like, it is what it is. This was, and I think it was it Peter Brandt? Who was it? Peter Schrager. Peter Schrager on Good Morning Football said he was going to be the MVP this year of the league.
Unbelievable.
And they're killing.
I've been in the darkness.
They're killing.
You got to go in there.
I've been in the darkness.
I mean, Drake.
We know.
Drake May gets knocked out of this. I mean, this one is just, the Jets are as low as, I mean, people really felt that this was the year. And think about the talent. You brought Devontae Adams in. You finally got Hassan Reddick to, you know, come play football. They've got some of the great, you got Breece Hall. You got one of the best running backs in the league. You know, you got Williams. And this team is crap.
Terrible.
And you can't go fire Robert Saleh again? He's working for the Packers now.
No, you can't touch him. Hey,
they're on a 5-game losing streak.
Well, it's about to be 6.
Saying. Yeah, I've been in the darkness.
We know, Aaron.
You got to go in there.
Let's get to the play of the day. That is the Hail Mary. We got to give Jayden Daniels and the Commanders a game ball. Daniels spoke about it after the game. Here's how it went down.
Game balls.
Four of them at the goal line. They bring 3. Daniels backing up. He's just going to have to let one fly. Goes to the right side. Steps away from the defenders. Gives himself some time. Now steps up, fires, heads towards the end zone. It is
unbelievable, and you got to forgive all those guys. And by the way, the Commanders broadcast hasn't sounded like that since it was Sonny Jurgensen and Sam Huff.
It's true.
Back in the day, all screaming at the same time.
It's true.
But man, that was great. And of course, we played it earlier. Tariq Stevenson goes on Twitter to apologize after he literally was doing the WWE. Oh, yeah? To the fans out there. And literally taunting the Commanders fans in the end zone. And then he goes, oh, I guess I should get in on this play. And then he's the one who tips the ball for the touchdown.